what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of This with Krish. I am your host, Krish Dokia. And today, you know, I just want to thank all of you for hanging in there. We've been down with the flu, prepping for Christmas, I mean, just all sorts of things. So I've only put out maybe three episodes in the last couple of weeks, but we are getting ready to crank out a ton of new content, so I'm super excited. Today I want to talk about the art of reinvention, why your next breakthrough likely requires a new version of you. Now, if you've ever felt stuck or plateaued, or like you can literally feel the edge of the next level, but you can't figure out how to break into it, then this episode is absolutely for you. Now, because here's the truth. Every major breakthrough in your life requires a reinvention of who you are. Not a new personality, not a clean slate, just a new version, right? A stronger, wiser, more aligned version of you with where you're going in life, okay? As I've learned, maybe not earlier than most, but at least I learned it. Actually, maybe not. When I was 10 years old, I learned something. So when I was 10 and a half or so, my family and I, we moved to America from London, England. I was about 10 and a half, right? And so I had a British accent, and I was like, hello, how are you? Not the Hollywood one, but the real one, right? The slang kind of British one, not the Queen's English. Anyway, fifth grade was a completely new experience for me in America. So kids would ask me in class, can you say something in English? And I'm standing there, I was like, wait, what are you speaking, right? Like, oh, we're speaking American. No, that's an accent. Anyway, we had this game in class, right, this reading game, and you'd read a paragraph out loud, and then you choose the next person to read, and then listen, and everybody, right, everybody in that class picked me. There was, not because I was the smartest kid, or because I was the fastest reader, but because they wanted to hear me say words like sled and buckskin and frontier in a British accent. So by the time we finished both Call of the Wild, I think we were reading, and maybe Old Yeller, I swear I'd already read 2/3 of each of those books out loud to the class. And my voice must have been the official audiobook at Rebecca Minor Elementary School in Gwinnett County, Georgia. Okay. But something happened, right? That summer, I was kind of sick of it. You know, I was like, okay, I'm the odd one out with a British accent. Something happened, right, that became a pattern for the rest of my life. I decided to reinvent myself. I literally went home that summer and spent the whole summer practicing an American accent, right? Actually, more of a Southern accent. I stand in the mirror, right, saying things like, John Deere over and over and over again until I kind of had this, like, Southern slang in my accent. Until one day that twang really did click. And maybe it wasn't like Matthew McConaughey, all right. But I reinvented my accent so I could fit in, right? More like a chameleon. Because I still do have slight British accent. I think many of you might agree. Look, that was the first time I consciously learned if you don't evolve, you kind of get left out of the room that wasn't meant for you. Now, not everyone, would treat a British accent that way, but that's the way I did. But if you're willing to change, the world kind of opens up. And that theme, that reinvention came back again and again and again throughout my life. I remember one of my really good friends and I would say, go big or go home. Fake it till you make it, you know, whatever. But today, I'm going to go a little deeper, right? Reinvention is a rhythm, not a one-time event. And let's be honest. Most people want to change, but they don't want to change, right? It's like, you know, from speaking from both sides of your mouth, kind of. They want the new results. They want the new opportunities. They want to have this confidence. They want to have the breakthroughs, right? They want all of these things, but they want to achieve them as the same version as themselves that created the plateau. And I'll tell you right now, it's impossible. And remember, I'm not a psychologist or, you know, anything. I have done some research on it and I have lived these things as well. So take it for what it's worth. Breakthroughs, real breakthroughs, have demanding requirements, and they demand new thinking, new habits, new boldness, and sometimes a new identity. And I don't mean like an identity as in, you know, you're Bob and now you're John, right? But reinvention isn't about pretending to be someone you're not. It's about shedding the parts of you that don't fit anymore. Think about it, right? We all outgrow clothes. Okay, some of us go back and forth when you have weight gain and weight loss. You outgrow your home, right? Your apartments, your houses, your cars. You outgrow your environments. You outgrow your shoes. But sometimes we shame ourselves, right? Somehow we do shame ourselves for outgrowing our identities. Reinvention, I'm not talking about reinvention as a betrayal, but it is a graduation of yourself, right? There was a season in my life, you know, obviously before this podcast, there's a lot of things before this podcast, you guys. If you guys don't know me out of the podcast, I've only been doing this for 2.5-3 months or whatever. But before the podcast, right, before the businesses, before the clarity I have now, where I felt my life was kind of like on a looping repeat, right? I had the same goals. Meanwhile, I had the same frustrations and the same career ceilings. I was working super hard, but not breaking through. Okay. If you've heard the MarEd series, you know, I left one career job kind of thing to go to another, but I had felt at that time some clarity in my spirit, right? Chris, you're asking for a future that the current version of you is not built to hold, right? For me, that was spending time with my family, being home, starting some startup businesses, whatever. Because it forced me to confront that truth, right? That I was trying to drag old versions of myself into a season that required evolution, because now I have 2 kids and a wife and a dog, okay? It wasn't a lack of skill. It wasn't a lack of identity for the level I was asking for. That's the moment reinvention begins, okay? I'll talk about 3 modes of reinvention. And as I was doing research and putting pen to paper on my life experience, you know, I would say number one is reinvention by choice, right? This is that intentional one, right? You look at your life, you look at where you are, your habits and your direction, and you just frankly say, this version of me has taken me as far as possible, as far as it can, and it's time to level up. It's not being dramatic. It's not, you know, trying to be emotional. It's deliberate, right? It's 1,000% deliberate. Okay. The second one I would say is reinvention by pressure, right? And I think that's maybe when I was 10 and a half years old. It comes in an unwelcome one, right? Or maybe my sobriety, right? That was me reinventing myself to not drink. Life knocks you sideways. You feel like a door is closing. Your plans are collapsing. The season has shifted. You feel like you're rock bottom, whatever, right? And suddenly you have to become something stronger than you ever thought that you could be, right? Stronger than you ever expected. Pressure will reveal parts of you that comfort hides. Sometimes that upgrade doesn't come from desire, right? It comes from necessity. And the third one, I would say, is reinvention by calling. This one is spiritual, right? My wife and I got baptized a couple of years ago, and that's the first time I really felt something, an urge, right? This is when God nudges you, or shoves you into becoming who you were meant to be, not who you were comfortable being. Calling, reinvention by calling interrupts routines, it breaks patterns, it demands transformation. And you know it's calling because it won't leave you alone, right? You're awake, you're asleep, you're half asleep or half awake, and it's there, right? The lonely side of evolution, let's talk about this part really honestly, okay? Reinvention can feel super isolating, right? When you evolve, your conversations change, your decisions change, your priorities change. And sometimes your circle of influence, your community, your people, right, your peeps, they change. And people might say to you, man, wow, you're acting different. You're changing. You're just not the same person anymore. And the truth is, well, they're right, right? When I got sober and I went back around to the ball games or whatever where I used to drink a lot, and they're like, man, Chris, you're not that fun anymore. I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. You shouldn't be who you were if you're evolving. You're not meant to stay a fifth grade kid with a British accent reading Old Yeller out loud to the class. Life demands multiple versions of you, right? Purpose requires upgrades. The people who misunderstand your reinvention, guys, were never meant to understand your destiny. Okay? I'm teaching my son this. You know, on the way to golf the other day, we were talking about, as I was researching this this topic, and, you know, look, this is how it works in real life, right? Every big leap I've made as a human being required a new version of myself, right? When I became a professional, a leader in my career, when I became a husband, a father, building a business or creating this show or stepping into influence or stepping onto stage or owning my own voice, choosing purpose over fear, each one was a different version of me. Not better, but more aligned, right? With the audience, with what I wanted to put out there into the world. And every time I reinvented myself, life makes and has made more sense. That's how you know the new version of you is the right version. Okay? It fits the future you want in a way the old version never could, right? I'm a very outgoing person, but I'm really not. And I was at a party, Christmas party over the weekend with my in-laws, and I was out there, you know, being all jovial, but I'm an extrovert when it comes to talking to strangers. If I don't know you, I don't know you. The season I'm in right now, right? So, you know, or you are in right now. Maybe you're listening and you feel that nudge. You're restless, you're uncomfortable, you're dissatisfied, you're too big for the room you're in. You're ready for that next chapter, but you're scared to go that, you know, let go of who you have been. That feeling isn't failure. That feeling is the signal it's time to reinvent. And I'm not saying, look, this whole episode, I gotta say this. I'm not saying go out there and build some kind of facade, fake you. What I am saying is stop negotiating with your old habits, stop defending your limitations, stop protecting the version of you that keeps you from becoming who you are called to be. Your next breakthrough is not waiting on more resources, more followers, more clarity, more motivation. Your next breakthrough, it's simply waiting on a new version of you. And whether it's weight loss or, you know, a hobby or getting that dream car, dream house, or it doesn't have to be materialistic at all, right? You're trying to be, you know, closer with God. You want to find time to read your Bible. It's all about reinvention. Reinvention always feels super uncomfortable before it becomes feels powerful. It always feels unfamiliar before it feels natural. And guess what? It will always feel risky before it feels right. But every major chapter of your life, every blessing, every miracle, every opportunity, every open door will begin with a quiet, private moment where you say, I am becoming someone I have never been. So I can experience something, I guess, I've never had. Okay? I always say this in almost every episode. I feel like I'm preaching, right? But that is the true art of reinvention. And we all do it, mostly without a plan. Listen, if you enjoyed this episode, thank you. Okay? I'm back. Lots more content. Thank you for listening to This with Krish. You know, if this episode spoke out to you, if you like this kind of content, I'll share more. If you know, make sure you're following the show on Spotify and YouTube. And by the way, YouTube just hit, I think, close to 5,000 subscribers. So thank you, thank you. I appreciate all of you. And as always, I love you, and I'll see you for the next one. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.